Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices of Integrity Beauty. My name is Roberta Michelle Sycon, and I'm the founder of Motivation for You and its division, Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence. Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence is a unique Christian ministry for women that includes pageantry, motivational speaking, and advocacy. Our program utilizes members' life experiences to enhance the lives of others and increases the participants' confidence and passion for Christ. Integrity Beauty is not a beauty pageant. It is a Christian leadership ministry that uses the crown and the sash as a tool to empower women to know that they are daughters of a king. Our crown and sash is used as a trademark of Ms. Helen Albert, our visionary, which also represents that though we may be broken in God's sight, we are his princesses. Today, I'd like to introduce to you our 2015 Ms. Maryland Integrity Beauty, Ms. Jackie Walters. Hi, Ms. Jackie. How are you today?
I'm fine, Ms. Roberta, and yourself?
I'm well, thanks. I'm excited to hear about your topic about how pageantry can change your life. So how did you begin in pageantry, Ms. Jackie?
Well, I started out in pageantry 3 years ago when my director contacted me. She was my Facebook friend first, and she contacted me wanting me to be a part of her pageant system. And when I decided to be a part of the system, I did not know anything about pageantry. I was a blank slate. So once I got started in pageantry, I contacted my coach, and she taught me everything I needed to know about pageantry, which means interview skills, competition wear, all the things that you need, all the tools that you would need to enter into pageantry.
So, Ms. Jackie, once you got started in pageantry, what did you find that you liked the most about it?
Once I got started into pageantry, I found that it changed my way of life. I had gone through a lot. I had been through a lot in my life, and it wasn't a very happy situation before I got started in pageantry. But once I got started, I felt like I was on top of the world once I learned the tools that I needed to, you know, to establish myself in pageantry. One of the things that I like most is public speaking. No one could get me in front of a camera. No one could get me in front of a room full of people to speak on any topic about anything. And once I got into pageantry changed me for the better and to change me into who I am today, meaning I can speak with you with no problem. I can go in front of a camera and speak to the anchor person with no problem. I can stand in front of cameras and take pictures with no problem. All of these things and tools that I've learned, it really enhanced my life. It's opened up doors for me in ways that I thought that could never be opened. And I owe it all to God and to the people that have stepped into my life and helped me get to where I need to be.
Amen, Ms. Jackie. I was going to say, what was it like the first time that you were in an actual live pageant? Were you scared?
No. And that's one of the tools I learned from my pageant coach. She gave me self-confidence because, like, as I said, I had no self-esteem issues. I had a whole lot of, I had no self-worth. So once I learned everything I needed to learn as, like, confidence and poise and grace, once I got to my first pageant, it was easy. I went before those judges. I spoke to them. I told them what my goals were. I told them what my passions were. I told them what my platform was. It was like, wow, this lady really knows where she wants to go and what she wants to do in life. Then when I went on stage before the judges and the audience, I gave them the performance of a lifetime. It just made me feel like I was on top of the world. I could do anything.
I'm proud of you, Ms. Jackie. I was going to ask you, Ms. Jackie, for those that don't really have much money to enter in a pageant, Do you have any suggestions on what to do for those that can't afford to, like, buy the expensive gowns and all the interview clothes? Do you have a suggestion on how to go about doing that?
Yes, I really do. And this question comes up to me in a whole lot of situations, even when I'm doing my appearances. How I paid for all of my gowns, how I paid for, you know, travel, all the things that I needed to do as far as pageantry, you can ask sponsors. You can get sponsors. And what I mean by sponsors, you can ask your family, your friends, your coworkers, your church affiliates, anyone that you deal with on a daily basis. That's how you can pay for all of your pageantry expenses. That's how I paid for all of my expenses. I never have to come out of pocket for anything that I need. Right about now, I go to a bridal store to get all of my beautiful gowns that you see me in. She sponsors all of my gowns. I do not have to come out of pocket for nothing. All I have to do is let her know in advance what type of event that I have to attend, and she sponsors me my gown, and I do events for her, meaning like fashion shows, interviews, anything that she may want me to do for her in exchange for the gowns that I wear from her boutique.
Praise God that you have that fantastic sponsor. Do you want to mention her name, Miss Jackie? So that
her
she
name
can
is
give her acknowledgement?
Sure, her name is Crystal. And the name of her bridal shop is Crystal's Bridals. And it's in my hometown of Baltimore, Maryland.
Well, thank you, Miss Crystal, for helping Miss Jackie. We really appreciate it. And Miss Jackie, a lot of times I know that people probably ask you, too, well, what's usually the cost of a pageant? How much do pageants usually cost around, Miss Jackie?
Some pageants cost like $600 to $700. And as I said, if you work your magic, you do not have to come out of pocket. That's why most pageants suggest, and they even put it in their letters, that you seek out sponsorship, because sponsorships go a long way. And I even tell it to my queens, if you do not have the money or you do not have access to that type of money, the best thing to do is type up a letter or get a letter from your director and take it to your neighborhood, you know, merchants, or, like I said, go to your coworkers, your friends, your family, anybody that you deal with on a daily basis that you feel as though may have your dream at heart. And $5, $10, all of those dollars add up to help you with your cause and pageantry. I know it helped me, and that's how I started out.
That's fantastic. Miss Jackie, what would you say has been the hardest thing you've had to experience in pageantry? Because I know, I'm sure it's probably trial and error. What would you say would probably be the hardest thing you've had to go through?
And it's funny that you should say that. When I went for nationals, I had to endure the mean girl tactic. And what I mean by mean girl tactic, you have some young ladies that would be intimidated by you and what you have to offer in competition, and they'll try to do and say things to intimidate you to make you back down from the pageant or the competition. I'm not one to back down from anything. I'm not one to run from a fight. I will meet you head on with anything or anyone that tries to stand between me and what I'm trying to accomplish. And what the best thing about that situation is, it was somebody there that saw this young lady doing what she did and intervened and, you know, stopped the situation before it got out of hand. Me, now I have learned, like I said, in pageantry, to curb my attitude to a point. I get along with anyone. I love everyone. But I'm going to be real about the situation. If you get me wrong, I'm going to put you in your place and handle you accordingly. And it's not even about, you know, cursing or being disrespectful. I'm not about that anymore, and I'm not about that life anymore. I'm about God's business. I'm about getting my goals accomplished. I'm about helping my sisters or whoever I need to help reach their goals in any aspect of my life. And pageantry, as far as I'm concerned, can help anybody if they really long for it. This, Miss Roberta, has been my lifelong dream. I have 3 titles and 1 pageant system, and I am proud to say that I am an All Worlds Beauties girl because I have accomplished a lot. I have grown and matured a lot in ways that nobody will ever know. And like I said, I owe it all to the good Lord for helping me get past a lot of bitterness, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. So a lot of people may look at pageantry as glitz and glamour, but it's a business just like anything else. And if it's your passion and if you have a longing for that type of hobby, then I suggest that anyone or any girl or any young lady to reach for the star, because once you get there, then you can help another young lady to get there.
Jackie, that's really beautiful. And your director, Key, she is a beautiful person, and she supports Integrity Beauty, and I really appreciate it. And whenever you started, what was it like whenever, you know, because now that you're so, seasoned in being with All World Beauties, what was it like when you first started?
When I first started, I got to admit, it was intimidating because, like I said, when I first started out, I was a blank slate. I knew nothing about pageantry. I knew nothing about how to enter the organization or the business. But I would tell anyone that asked, if you are a blank slate like I was, it's best to hire a coach. And she will or he will instill everything in you that you need to learn and to know before you reach nationals.
Ms. Jackie, do you want to talk about your 3 different titles that you've won and how you won them?
Well, my first title was Ms. Maryland United States All Worlds Beauties. That was my first title, and that's when I first started in pageantry, and that's when I really, really took off being in pageantry, you know, wanting to get out and do appearances, first recognizing my platform, that's diabetes awareness. And that's only because I've lost a lot of my family members to diabetes, and I still have family members that's battling diabetes. So that's why I took to that, because that was so personal to me and, you know, it tugs on my heart. No, I'm a pre-diabetic. I'm not a diabetic. So that's why I took to that as being my platform for my pageant system. My second title that I won once I got to nationals was Ms. United States All Worlds Beauties. That was my second title. And my third title, and I am the reigning now current Ms. All Worlds Beauties International 2014. I love all of my titles. I've earned all of my titles. I worked hard to get them. And I would suggest, like I said, if anyone wants to get into pageantry and if it's your passion, then you can contact me and I will get you, you know, situated with your paperwork and everything so that you can become a part of pageantry, give you all the information that you may need to get started. I am very seasoned. Like you said, I can go anywhere and do anything for anyone, and it's not about money. It's about my passion and my love for pageantry and my love for God, because without him, I would not be where I am now. So I give him all honor and all praise in everything that I do. And anybody that says I don't even really pay that no mind, because that's the trick of the enemy, and I will not give him the victory and nothing, nowhere in my life, because he has no place in my life. I love God, and that's who I'm with, and that's who I'm going to always stay with.
Amen, Ms. Jackie. And we at Integrity Beauty actually support All Worlds Beauties. That is our sister program. Even though we're not a pageant, we just use the pageant concept, which is the crown and the sash, and giving women a platform to be able to advocate on what they believe in, because we're trying to help women to be able to use their voice, because so many women want to be heard and they don't have the opportunity. A lot of people ask me all the time, you know, are you a pageant? And I'm like, no, the only thing is we're just trying to be different, because Helen Albert always wore a tiara on her head, and that's why the crown and sash part is, one is the crowns for Helen, and two, the crown and the sash is because, you know, we're all God's daughters and we're his princesses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the whole thing about it, but we're not a pageant, but that absolutely, All World Beauties, we definitely support 100%, and they've been so remarkable and wonderful to helping us, you know, and like I said, your director is phenomenal. She's an amazing woman, and I just want to really thank you for, you know, being a part of Integrity Beauty and wanting to share your story, Miss Jackie, because you have an amazing testimony, and I'm really honored to have you a part of Integrity Beauty. And Miss Jackie, I wanted to know, did you want to share some of your testimony about how your life story happened kind of to get you where you are today, Miss Jackie?
Yeah, well, sometimes I can share that, Miss Roberta, and sometimes I can't. But right about now, I can, because how I got started in pageantry, and I, like I said, I'm so honored to be a part of Integrity Beauty, because my integrity speaks a lot for me. My character speaks a lot for me. Any and everybody that's close to me and that knows me personally and professionally will speak highly of me. So that's another reason why I'm a part of this organization also. But I was an abused spouse. I was neglected. I was abandoned. I was it just was all around, relationship wise, was not good. I chose badly in the relationship department, and that's why I think once I divorced my ex in 2008, that's what drove me into pageantry, because, like I said, my self-worth was not good. It was not healthy. I was not behaving appropriately in all aspects of my life. It was like I was just spiraling out of control. I just did not know which way was up. I was not saved, and that was another factor in my life. And once I found God and once I got saved, I knew my direction, and I knew he had a purpose and a calling on my life, and I knew going into pageantry, because when I went into pageantry, I was 47. Now I am 50. No one believes it, but that's okay too. I guess 50 is the new 30, because I really don't look my age, but I am godly proud that he put me in the position that he put me in to help other young ladies, you know, to reach their goals and to accomplish them. And pageantry is my passion. And like I said, I can sit down and tell you all day long how to reach your goals, how to accomplish them, how to get them met. But when you're in bad relationships and you don't choose well, that tends to have a very bad impact on your life. But when you put God first and you put him into the situation, he has the ability and the capacity to turn your world around, and that's what he did for me.
Miss Jackie, I wanted to actually be confirmation for you about when you were saying about how that you are a woman of integrity. I wanted to tell you that you are a very hardworking woman, and you are an amazing person. You are a hard worker. You've been very accountable for everything. Is such a joy to have you a part of this. It's been refreshing, and it's been just nothing but a pure joy to have you. And I thank you very much for your participation. And I was just thinking about this when you were talking about what you were just talking about. So Jackie, is pageants anything like what you see on TV?
No, not all pageants are, you know, shown where mean girls snatch crowns off of other contestants' heads and clap about it. That's not how pageantry is in the real world. Now, how it is on TV, I don't know. I have never been to pageants that are televised. But I know for my pageant system and for other pageant systems that I have judged, I have gone to visit, I have never seen that type of behavior. And God willing, I hope never to see that type of behavior, because that pageant system will never see me again. I'm not about violence. I don't condone violence. And that type of behavior in pageantry is not good sportsmanship. We don't allow it, nor do we condone it. That's why, like you said, my director, Key McKinley, she put life lessons up for us, and she does workshops with us and the new queens on the perfect etiquette for pageantry. We don't, the things you see on TV, that does not go, that does not occur in our pageant system, or like I said, any other pageant system that I have been to, because like I said, should I run across something like that, you'll never see me again.
Well, I know for a fact that Key's standards are very high, and I respect that because she's, you know, kind of on the same level as me of what I'm trying to do. As you know, she agrees with me fully. You know, we're not here to, I guess, instead of having quantity, we're looking for quality. You know, it's the same thing. Like, I'm trying to raise leaders, not members. So, like, my numbers aren't,
right.
You know, I might not have, like, hundreds and hundreds of people, but the whole point is that, you know, I feel like God gave me a purpose to help empower women to see that they're worthy right where they are, and, you know, to help be that, you know, coach or push for them to help get them to the next level, you know, because so many people just need to be reminded how worthy they are. And all the time I hear the one thing that Jackie I always hear is, you know, I'm not good enough to be in your program. And then it's kind of like you have to go back and tell them, you know, that we're all broken, and, you know, God wants to use us right where we are. You don't have to be this perfect person. You'll never be perfect. And Ms. Jackie, I think you're amazing, and I want to just thank you for everything and for your dedication and your time and all your hard work. And you are doing an amazing job, and I'm so proud of you with your titles. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. And the one thing I noticed about you I wanted to say was, I might not be saying it the right way, but I know what I'm trying to say, is that you don't use your position is in vain. Like, you're not vain about it. You're doing it because you want to make a difference, and I really respect you for that. Because a lot of people, you know, they more trying to find a title for themselves to make it seem like they're more worthy, and you really are doing what you're doing for a very good cause, and you have an amazing director that has phenomenal values in life, and she's doing an amazing job with her queens and her ambassadors to try to teach them to be, you know, remarkable women and be leaders. And I really respect her for that, and I respect all of you that are a part of her pageant. And I want to really commend you for how you're not taking it and making it into something to be conceited, in a sense. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to tell you that you have done a phenomenal job, how you've used it to try to inspire people, not to make it like, oh, look at me and look who I am. And I really respect you for that.
Yeah, and it's funny you should say that, because I don't know if you saw it or not, Miss Roberta, on my page, but I've just been approved for supporting or starting a diabetes awareness group in the springtime, because I want to bring awareness to my community about how serious this disease really is. They don't call it a silent killer for anything, and that's why I'm using my title and for good, because I feel as though, yeah, we get out there and we empower and we inspire just as we are. But like you said, that crown and sash, once people see it, that it gives that cause a voice. And I feel like every time I wear my crown and sash to an event, and especially a diabetes event, it really opens doors. I don't let my shininess and my regalia take over. I let people know, look, this disease is very serious. It can kill you. I've lost family members, and I still have family members battling this disease. And if you were to go and get tested and treated early, you would have a better chance and a better quality of life. I advocate this all the time, even to my own family. Please take care of yourself. Please do as the doctor tells you. You know, take your medicine. I'm all for this because, like I said, it's a great passion for me and it's close to my heart. And I give out literature because I get it from the American Diabetes Association. I work closely with them, and that's how I got into wanting to do a diabetes awareness support group. I'm hosting it. You know, it's just for all other diabetics to get together and share their stories and collect literature from me. I'm ordering diabetes pens, you know, so they can wear them on their lapel. I'm just doing things that I hope and pray, you know, will, you know, get somebody that don't even know they may have it, you know, say, well, maybe she has a point there. Maybe I do or should go get tested. Even if I don't know, if I find out early, you know, I'll have a better quality of life, and maybe I won't have to take a bunch of medicine and insulin, you know, that may save my life. That's just how I look at it. That's why I use my crown and sash not as a conceited purpose, but as to open up doors for myself that I thought could never be opened. And I'm godly proud that, you know, I was able to get this chance, hopefully during the springtime, to support my fellow diabetics and their goals and getting better treatment and getting living a better quality of life.
Well, congratulations on becoming a spokeswoman for the Diabetes Association. I know you will do an amazing job with that, and spring's a good goal, especially, well, for us, after all the snow's all gone. It'll be nice for you to be able to do that, and you have a goal to reach out to. And Ms. Jackie, we only have a few minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close?
Well, like I said, Ms. Roberta, I'm very honored and I'm very proud to be one of your ambassadors, state ambassadors for Integrity Beauty. I'm very glad and very humbled to have met such a gracious woman as yourself. I'm glad you even thought about asking me to be a part of your organization. And there's no other place I would rather be than a woman of integrity for you and for all world beauty. And if it's anything that I can do to help, inspire, and empower our leaders as far as Integrity Beauty, you know I'm always here to help out in every way I can, because, like you said, the crown and sash, as far as I'm concerned, is to serve. We are here to serve, not be served, but to serve. That is our purpose. And I just am, like I said, so godly proud to be a part of such two fantastic organizations. And I don't plan on going anywhere until God calls me home or until you boot me out, whichever comes first.
Well, I pray that's a long time from now. But, Ms. Jackie, I thank you so much again. And you're a beautiful woman. And I'm so honored to, like I said, have Key's blessing on Ivy. And I just want to thank you so much for taking your time to be a part of Blog Talk Radio today, Ms. Jackie.
Well, thank you, Ms. Roberta, for having me on, and I look forward to being on more Blog Talk Radio shows.
Yes, ma'am. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Ms. Jackie Walters. And if you have a topic you would like Jackie to speak on, please feel free to leave comments. You're welcome to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Join us at Twitter at Motivation, or please join us in our mission to heal hearts and inspire lives at www.MSIntegrityBeauty.com. If you have a message, Integrity Beauty has the mission. And until next time, be a world changer.